I feel good, na 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 na. I knew that I would now, na 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 na. So good, yeah, yeah. Broly, healthy, fit and strong. Yes, I am, because I'm in the best medical facility in the world and I'm fighting off germs, bugs, viruses and diseases. And even injury, because if you've got strong muscles and bones, you're less likely to get injured. And if you do get injured and you're healthy, fit and strong, you'll recover so much quicker. And that all happens in here for me. So what do you do to make sure that your body stays healthy, fit and strong? And this great word that we don't hear very often anymore, prevention. There's plenty of talk about cure. And if you go to a medical professional, they will talk to you about pills and pharmaceutical interventions and things that you can do chemically, and that's usually chemically, to fix the problem, get better, stop being sick. But what about not getting sick in the first place? And why did you get sick in the first place, if you are sick? And that's my really important question. When somebody shares with me, I'm sick, I've got a virus, I've got a runny nose, I've got a headache, I've been diagnosed with. And my question is always why? Not you've got a challenge, let's fix it. Why did you get it in the first place? So that after it's fixed, you don't get it again. And that's why I'm in the gym, because if I've got a strong body, physically and mentally tough and strong, I will be able to fight germs, bugs, viruses, diseases, sickness, and all the things that are killing humans right now. And if you talk to the top medical professionals in the world, around about 80%, and it's different in different countries, but about 80% of hospital admissions, doctor's visits, are caused by inactivity. They're caused by what the human race is doing to itself or not doing to itself. So the way it's eating, or the way we as humans are eating, and the way we are not moving. So if you are inactive and you keep putting crappy food into your body, it's very likely that you will end up in a doctor's office or in the hospital, sick or diseased. And unfortunately, that's a choice. 80 out of 100 people are choosing to go to the doctor or go to the hospital because they're not healthy, they're not fit, and they're not strong. And I'll rephrase that. If you are fit and strong, you are much more likely to be healthy, obviously. And the thing that fights germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases and helps us recover quicker from injury is our immune system, obviously. And our immune system is simply part of that beautiful ecosystem inside our body that is designed to keep us fit and strong and healthy for the rest of our lives. As I always share, the human race is designed to not die, stay alive. The endocrine system will do everything possible to make sure that you stay alive in conjunction with your immune system and your digestive system and your skeletal and muscular system and your central nervous system. All the systems work together to make sure that if you're under threat, you don't die. And then you thrive. And that's what I love about the endocrine system, because if your immune system is protecting you from getting sick, you will be able to thrive. So you will be energetic. You'll have strong muscles and bones that can do all the things that you want to do. You will have a body that can fight every mental and physical challenge because all your systems are working together. And the interesting connection there is the skeletal system with the immune system. So if I come into the gym and I lift really heavy, so I've got strong muscles pulling on bones to keep my bones really strong, my immune system's built inside my bones, so I'm less likely to get sick. And if I do get sick, I'll recover quicker because I've got a strong immune system. But that's my challenge for everybody. And that's the comment I made was very harsh. 8 out of 10 people are choosing to be sick and diseased, end up in a doctor's office or a hospital because they're not healthy, fit and strong. They're not fit and strong. Now that might not be a choice, a conscious choice. I want to be sick. I want to be diseased. I want to pick up all the inactivity diseases, and I'm going to rattle them off because every single one of these is preventable and curable fast if you're fit and strong. So coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, Alzheimer's, dementia, things that we don't have to get. They're a choice, a lifestyle choice. And I'm asking this very openly, and if it's confrontational, I don't ever mean to be confrontational. But as adults, we get to choose what we want to do. We don't have to look after ourselves. We can smoke and drink and eat crappy food and not do any exercise and end up in a doctor's office or in a hospital. And that is the human race's choice. But what about our kids? What if our kids are brought up in an environment where they think that's the only option? If I get sick, I go to the doctor and I get a pill. I have to get sick as I get old. I have to get coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis. I will get fat as I get older. What if that wasn't true? And what if you had other options? And do our kids know that there are other options? Most little kids think that their grandma and grandpa are sick and old and diseased, or they're sick and diseased because they're old. Do we actually have to get sick and diseased and overweight and frail and weak as we get old? And of course the answer is no. That is a choice. So I'm in this room, I'm in the gym to lift heavy and get puffed, and I do this every day. My body is healthy, fit and strong because I want to stay healthy, fit and strong for the rest of my life. And that doesn't happen by a pretty pink box that falls out of the sky. It's not luck. You don't have strong muscles and bones by luck. You actually have to overload your muscles and bones so that they're strong, so that you can lift heavy, so that you're not weak, so you are strong and your bones are strong, so your immune system's strong and can fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases. I don't ever want to be sick, and I haven't been sick for a very long time. I do know what it's like to be sick, and I hate it. And I'm really aware, and it's one of the things I'm thankful for. If I do get sick, if I do get injured, I'm very thankful for my body, because my body will fight really hard to not just keep me alive, but to make sure that I recover quickly and I'm ready to thrive. Because as I always share, and it excites the hell out of me, the human body is designed to stay alive, thrive, so we can reproduce. And if you're sick, if you're diseased, if you're injured, if you're depressed, if you don't like your body, if your body's not working properly, particularly your endocrine system, your central nervous system, the connection between your body and brain, then of course you won't feel like reproducing. You won't feel like being intimate with your partner. You won't feel like living life to the max because your body's not working properly. I choose for my body to work properly. That's why I'm in this room. That's why I get puffed, and that's why I lift heavy, because I choose to. So I hope that you do choose to too, so that you can sing like I do. Super duper do, how are you? I feel very amazing because I'm healthy, fit and strong, and I choose to be for the rest of my life. Woo!